Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we are talking a potential update to the Donda track list, which is like the fifth time I've made a video like this, but, you know, chaos season. We are in chaos season. So there was a video that the Shade Room posted just a little bit ago of Kanye listening to what sounded like a CD quality version of the song Pure Souls and just kind of dancing, vibing out. It's great. You should find the clip on the Shade Room's Instagram. We made a video about it. The link's in the description down there. Otherwise, just go to Instagram and look up the Shade Room. But in the background of that video, there's a dry erase board. And Kanye fans, pop quiz, what do we do when we see a dry erase board? That's right. We study it, we enhance, and we find out what songs are written on it because we've learned at this point that Kanye likes to keep track lists on dry erase boards. So this clip was no different. Had a dry erase board, had tracks on it. And what the sleuths at West Sub Ever were able to discover is that the four songs that were named on there were Keep My Spirit Alive, Life of the Party, Off the Grid, and Jesus Lord. So let's go to our tracker that we've had of all the Donda track lists so far, which is not well made. This is ugly, but it's the best I can do, you know? So just appreciate the fact that I put in any effort at all. And you can see here on the left, this is the OG Donda track list from 2020. Like just a collection of all the songs that were on and off the various track lists that Kanye promoted over the course of the month or the 2 weeks he was promoting 2020 Donda, you know? And then here was what we first saw on a dry erase board, right? Like Donda, Remote, Daylight. This was the Tyler, the Creator video, where it's Tyler and Kanye in the studio. And then we had the Las Vegas listening party where we got Come to Life, Donda, Hurricane, Life of the Party, 24, Keep My Spirit Alive, Praise God, I Know God Breathed on This, New Again, and Untitled Kim's Birthday Song. I think there were a couple other songs that just went unnamed, people could identify. But this was the track list that had people like losing their minds, saying that this is like a top tier Kanye album, Kanye's back, this is the track list that made Kevin Durant cry. And this was the track list that then appeared in the photo that Kanye had where he was in Mercedes-Benz Stadium writing on a pad. And there were a lot of differences. We Made It was not on this. Moon was not on this. Us Lord was not on it. Junya, we know that this is now Junya Watanabe. Pure Souls was not on this. And then notably, like, Life of the Party wasn't there. Come to Life wasn't on there. So there were songs in Vegas that weren't on the track list that Kanye was making inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then lo and behold, the track list from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the Atlanta performance was completely different. Rotator here came through when I asked for a Atlanta track list. So you can see this is the Atlanta track list right here. It started with 24, We Gonna Be Okay, which 24 was part of it, but I don't know if We Gonna Be Okay was on there. South Carolina was a completely new song, though maybe that was the one that was featuring Pusha T. They talked about there being a song that was Kanye and Pusha trading bars from the Las Vegas party. So that's South Carolina, right? It's Pusha, Kanye, but I don't think that version would have had the world famous Tony Williams vocals as he recorded those when he got to Atlanta. So that song was still kind of a work in progress. Then we got Junya Watanabe, Remote, Praise God, Losing My Family / Welcome to My Life was another title that I saw. Hurricane, Moon, Lean On, maybe. Pure Souls, New Again, Made It, We Made It, which was just the Pop Smoke song that had Tell the Vision at the start of it, which was just a brief 8 second Kanye snippet that then went into the Pop Smoke We Made It song. God Breathed on This, No Child Left Behind, and Heaven or Hell, which is otherwise being called Jail. So you can see the difference. Like, there's no Come to Life. Donda wasn't part of South Carolina or part of Atlanta either. Hurricane was. Life of the Party wasn't. 24 was. Keep My Spirit Alive wasn't. Praise God was. I Know God Breathed on This was. New Again. And that's it. So 5 of the 10 songs that were named from Las Vegas weren't played in Atlanta. But Keep My Spirit Alive is definitely one of the ones that's on this list. And Life of the Party ended up being another one, I think, that didn't get mentioned here. Life of the Party, there was a snippet that Bongucci posted to Twitter earlier, this like 2 minute snippet of a song. And in it, you could hear Kanye talking about Donda and saying she was the life of the party multiple times. So people are thinking that that was that song. I don't know if that's actually Donda, but there was also reports of a song where people just said Donda 50 times and that was it. Like that was the song. So maybe that was Donda. Like, but if Life of the Party is being worked on and is the one that Bongucci posted, then that's a sweet addition because that one had bars. Like, we heard these rumors from Las Vegas that Kanye was like hungry rapping, that he was going back to the early days and having these great bars and great raps. And then from Atlanta, we didn't get really any of that. There were just a few songs that Kanye rapped on, but for the most part, songs felt unfinished. It didn't feel like Kanye had written all of his verses yet. So that snippet from Las Vegas was definitely inspiring and definitely hype-inducing because that was the Kanye I was wanting to hear from the Atlanta songs. So it's just, you know, hopeful that these are some of the songs that impress people, or at least these two were some of the songs that impress people in Las Vegas and are going to end up making the final album. Off the Grid and Jesus Lord, I don't know anything about those two. Off the Grid was definitely one of the ones that was on the original, I didn't want that, on the original track list from Donda that failed to make some of the other track lists and then ended up appearing again in the trackpad that Kanye had, or the notepad that Kanye had in Atlanta. So who knows where that one's at or what that will entail. And then Jesus Lord, I don't recognize, like, I don't think that had been on anything to this point. One can only hope, and this is just completely wishful thinking and a stretch, that Kanye would just finish Jesus is Lord, you know, from Jesus is King, where that song starts to build and it reaches this crescendo and you're like, oh, this is going to be great. And then it just ends. Like, I would love if Kanye were to do a full version of it and just kind of use it as a bridge between Jesus is King and what's it called again? Donda. So that's not going to happen. And that's complete fan theory, wishful thinking, but I think that would be cool. So yeah, it seems like Kanye has four songs that weren't part of Atlanta that at least are being considered for the final version of Donda. Maybe more, who knows? We'll see. But the album continues to evolve and we'll see what the final version entails. But that's chaos season for you, you know? It's just nonstop changes and flux. But that's it for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, then liking, subscribing, or commenting are easy ways to do that, as they all tell YouTube this is the channel people like, and then they show it to others, which goes a long way in our channel just growing, getting more people to see it. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West. If you don't just want news updates from us, but want to hear in-depth analysis, because our specialty is actually in narrative and thematic explanations of movies, TV shows, music. So that's where our expertise actually lies, not just giving you news updates. But those are fun as well. But this is actually the bread and butter of our work. And not just this podcast, but we have a movie analysis website called Film Colossus. We co-wrote season 8 of Dissect on Yeezus, doing the lyrical analysis for that season. So yeah, if you enjoy learning more about the meanings and themes and nuance of song lyrics and Kanye songs in general, then you will love our podcast. We've covered Late Registration, The College Dropout, I don't know why I started out of order, Graduation. We're finishing up 808s and Heartbreak this week. Yay, Kids See Ghost, and Jesus is King. In the next few months, we're going to finish up My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Yeezus, and The Life of Pablo. So you can start listening now. And by the time you finish the 100 episodes we already have, those seasons should be finished. At least My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and Yeezus will be finished. And of course, as soon as Donda releases, we'll be starting a new season analyzing Donda. So the podcast is kind of popular. You won't agree with anything, with everything that we say. Not that you won't agree with anything, but you won't agree with everything we say. But there's going to be something in each episode that makes you stop and go, wow, I never thought of it that way. That's brilliant, amazing, okay. And that'll happen time and time again. So I hope you give it a try at some point. And if you do and you like it, we have ad-free episodes on Patreon, which is patreon.com/Kanye Podcast. So until next time, Stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.